The next patient is Maureen Albright. The last name is A-L-B-R-I-G-H-T. First name Maureen, M-A-U-R-E-E-N. 78-year-old white female that is following the practice because of the presence of CKD, stage 3B. The patient comes with a laboratory workup that was done. On September the 7th of the year 2023, she has a serum creatinine of 1.86, a BUN of 34, and the estimated GFR is 27 mLs per minute. The patient has contributory factors, psoriasis with arthritis, gout with frequent gouty attacks, arterial hypertension, severe hyperlipidemia, and the patient is sensitive to the administration of the statins. She has been taking Zetia, Z-E-T-I-A, 10 milligrams every day. She has peripheral vascular disease, period. Fortunately, the patient has, in the urinalysis, excretion of protein of less than 200 milligrams per gram of creatinine. Number two, the patient has been followed by the rheumatologist. She is requested by the rheumatologist to take allopurinol, 150 milligrams every day. Plus colchicine on daily basis in order to control the gout attacks, period. In that context, and taking into consideration the deterioration of the kidney function, peripheral vascular disease, she is a candidate for the administration of Krystexxa. K-R-Y-S-T-E-X-X-A. For that reason, we are going to do the paperwork for her to receive this medication, and we have a lengthy explanation for the reasons to prescribe these medications, and I advise her to discuss the administration of this medication with her rheumatologist, and once the patient gets approved, we make the determination of the G6PD and do the preparation for the first infusion, if accepted by the insurance. The following number, the patient has a history of psoriasis. Following number, she had a colonoscopy, two polyps were removed, otherwise the colonoscopy was negative. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The patient has a cholesterol of 250. She's sensitive to the administration of statins, and I think that for the degree of inflammation that this patient has and the severe hyperlipidemia, she is a candidate for the administration of REPATHA, R-E-P-A-T-H-A. We wrote a note for the cardiologist, Dr. Sankar, S-A-N-K-A-R, to consider REPATHA for the treatment of this hyperlipidemia. Following number, the patient has a history of hypertension. However, lately, the blood pressure has been in the lower side and she has been taking half of a prescription on a daily basis, which is a combination of lisinopril with hydrochlorothiazide. The blood pressure today was 90 over 60. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease. Treated with the administration of cimetidine, 400 milligrams POBID. We are going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. I invested 17 minutes reviewing the lab, 25 minutes in the face-to-face, and 10 minutes in the documentation.